Black Beauty, adapted by Dana Olshovska, based on the novel by Anna Sewell. The story of my life is the story of the people in it. I got lucky, and I am happy now in this beautiful place. I have a big pasture with delicious grass, fresh water, and sunlight. It wasn't always like that. Let me tell you my story, a story of trust and betrayal, and how I learnt to trust again. My early home. The first place that I can remember well is a large, pleasant meadow where I live with my mother, Duchess. She stays with me all day. When it's hot, we stand by the pond in the shade of the trees. When it's cold, we have a nice warm shed. Life seems amazing. As I grow up, I don't need her milk anymore. I can eat grass. It's the first time we are apart, because my mum goes to work in the daytime. But it's still good. There are another 6 young colts in the meadow besides me. We have a lot of fun. We run together and play. One day, when things get a little out of hand, and there's a lot of kicking going on, my mother tells me off. She says, "Pay attention to what I am going to say to you. These colts are very good colts, but they are cart horse colts. They don't have manners. You have good genes. You don't have to end up like that. There are even races in our family. I hope you will grow up gentle and good. I hope you will never learn bad ways. Work with people. Do what they ask, and never kick or bite when you play." It isn't difficult, because our master is a good man who takes care of us. He always speaks as kindly to us as he does to his little children. We are all fond of him. My mother loves him. When she sees him at the gate, she neighs with joy and trots up to him. He pats and strokes her. "How's your little darkie?" I forgot to mention, I am completely black, except for a white star on my forehead and above my hoof. The time goes by, and I have to start training. The bit is the first thing. Terrible bars of cold, hard steel feel awful. But with delicious oats and master's gentle ways, I get to wear my bit and bridle, just like my mum does. Next comes the saddle, but it's not half so bad. After that come the iron shoes. At first, they make my feet feel stiff and heavy. I say no, but he says go, and we run like the wind. As we gallop together, we become one. Before long, I am getting ready for my new home. I have to part from my mum and leave with a man who comes to take me to Birtwick Park to live with the Squire Gordon's family. "Goodbye, darkie. Be a good horse, and always do your best." I can't say goodbye, so I put my nose into my master's hand. That's how I leave my first home. Birtwick Park. My stall at Birtwick Park is a large square one. It is clean and airy. The sides are not so high, so I can see all that is going on through the iron rails on the top. I get some very nice oats. When I finish